Hey there, softball universe. You're listening to another episode of Softball Diaries, episode 27.
The Big 2-7. Welcome to Home Base Studios East 1. I am your host, Matthew Bukovetsky, joined by my co-host, Alex Klegger.
Hey now.
Kate Corcoran, Cormorant's in the house.
Hey.
Steph Ricci, also.
Hi.
And Maximus is here, too.
Meow.
We got a great episode coming up
for you. Yeah, guys. I'm really excited for this one. It's going to really come together, I think.
We have, of course, we're going to do our intro.
So, yeah, that's what we're doing right now. We're in the midst of the intro.
The recap.
Yeah, game recap. We play on Thursday. It was a fun game.
Right. And we're going to interview Kate, obviously. And then we have some super exciting
news. I don't get excited over a lot of things, and I am excited for this segment. We've been prototyping it for a while. Do you think it's ready for the unveil, Kate?
I think it's ready.
Yeah, so we're calling it Kate's Clothing Critique / Softball Chic.
Yeah, we're going to break down those softball fashions.
We're going to drink Cosmos and make fun of the more popular ugly girls.
Is that our second Sex and the City reference in a week in a row?
Yeah, it's becoming a trope, sadly.
You can't have Kate on this show
anymore.
It's every time I'm on.
Yeah, so speaking of Sex and the City, I was in New York this weekend, had a great time.
Me too!
Oh, wow! A lot of people are in New York. But more importantly, we got Buko back from his Canadian wilderness trip. How was it?
It was great. I hate being here.
Yeah. And you guys celebrated a very special anniversary yesterday. Where'd you guys go?
We went to Zahav in Old City, and it was awesome. It was really... I'm speechless about it.
Do you feel like you're a Zionist now?
Is that a Zionist thing to do, to eat Israeli cuisine?
I mean, I don't think it's anti-Zionist at the very least.
Okay, so I'm not anti-Zionist.
All right, that's good. Very, very tough of you to say that. That's so solidarity.
Yeah, folks. I know, right.
All right, game recap's coming right up. So, we played again on Thursday, and it was a memorable game.
Yeah, it was, it was a different, lots of females.
Yeah, I don't know if there were more females than normal, but it was nice. There was
population.
Yeah, it was female on female coaching.
Yeah. Kate, and we have both of them here.
Yeah. Kate and Steph, it looks like they're on amicable terms.
Yeah. Well,
we are.
Luckily Stephanie won, so maybe that's why they're on amicable terms.
I had a really fun team.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I don't really know. So Steph's team was Sperm of the North, named after my grandpa.
When I wrote it down, I wrote Semen of the North, because I thought that was like the joke, but the team is Sperm of the North, and it was your dad's nickname?
My grandpa's nickname.
They call me Sperm of the North.
Yeah, they've never fully explained it to me, I feel like.
Does your dad call his dad sperm?
Yeah, all of his offspring have also, they joke, you're Sperm of the North, you should be able to handle the cold weather, sort of thing.
Do they ever refer to themselves as, like, son of sperm?
I don't know.
Sperm?
I've never heard that.
Grandson of sperm?
Ew, yeah, you're grandson of sperm.
Yeah, well, we all come from
sperm.
You're
second generation
sperm
of the North. A.K.A. your team was the Duck Lover.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know why it was singular.
Ronnie named it. It's kooky, it's fun. I like the Duck Lover. I like DL for short. You're on the DL. Duck Lover.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, we had a special return. Sean Carr showed up.
Yeah, Cricket Joe, for those of us that enjoy Pool Boy. He came back. It was good to see him. Surprised. I didn't know he was even around.
Yeah, he was in a great mood, and in his couple at-bats, I thought that he played pretty well.
Yeah, he still has that super unorthodox...
Actually, his swing, I think, is even more elongated and weird than it was before.
But still just as effective.
Yeah, I guess so.
It doesn't make sense, but it works.
Yeah.
All right, someone's frustrated.
So, yeah, so Kate, first up out of the game, you got on base, and then what happened after that?
And then Gabe bat.
Yeah.
And then
Gabe hit a triple.
And then I just kept running.
You kept running.
Which
was
a good play.
It was a good play. I mean, it took... Gabe hit a triple to right center field.
Yeah, Sharif was there, and he was playing center field, and he was running after the ball. He didn't give up, and he made a perfect throw, pretty much, to Ben Ruby, who was positioned in a good spot.
Right.
To play cutoff man, and it's like, who even... I didn't even know that they knew how that play works.
I know, and Ben Ruby also then threw a pretty almost perfect relay throw home to me, which is amazing.
The placement of that throw was great.
Yeah.
And then Buco tagged you out.
By the skin, I just got your heel.
Skin of your foot, or whatever. Yeah, and it was so you were sad. Out.
It was a crazy, I don't think I've ever had such a
clean relay throw. You gotta think if you were a little faster, would have changed the outcome of the game.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe if you weren't, busy showboating all the
way. Yeah. So, speaking of Andrew, and a little tease for an upcoming segment, he was wearing all new clothing, and he looked great.
He looked clean.
His shirt was a XL child.
He had also given himself his own haircut, too. Which I think was a good haircut.
It does, yeah.
Me, him, and Gabe are matching.
But he did it for himself.
Yeah. How much did you pay for your haircut again?
I only paid $25 for this haircut.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, so you went to the haircuttery, boys?
It looks like a $30 haircut.
It does, I know.
You got a youth haircut, huh?
Shut up.
No, that's a great deal for it.
Do you do up your hair, or does that just happen like that?
No, it just... I mean, I put some stuff.
Oh.
I pump it with some stuff.
I don't know about pumping stuff.
But it's... Yeah, Clegg is like
all natural. Yeah. So later in the game, it's not that we were low on pitchers, but it was a good enough game that there was enough to go that you could play whatever position you wanted, and Jeff Knight got the rotation little play at pitcher.
Super rocky to start off.
I don't think he was more wild than anybody else. He wanted to pitch.
Two first batters he faced.
The ball and strike ratio of you and Gabe are not that different than what he was throwing out there. It's a confidence thing, really, in the beginning.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, eventually
he didn't get hurt for too badly. I mean, his defense didn't help him out in the second inning at all that he pitched.
Sure, no, I don't think it was a disaster. I mean, he just looked a little nervous to start. That's all I would say.
Yeah, and,
he never pitched before.
Yeah, I thought he pitched well, and it's good experience. He, like we found out last week, he's a closet quasi-athlete. So, Matt Kay was there, but the most memorable thing about Matt Kay was his girlfriend's dog.
Yeah, Sadie.
Great dog. Thanks for bringing the dog. He reminded me of a joyous homeless person for some reason. I don't know. He's very well behaved. He was adorable.
It's a girl, Sadie.
Sadie, I
love Sadie because if you eventually yell at her enough, she just goes and sits on the sideline, which is really what you want from a softball dog.
Yeah,
not one
she didn't complain.
Yeah.
Even when she was in the way, it's kind of adorable. She's like, I'm a dog. Like,
It was very, dumb. Like, hey, look. Oh, am I in the way? Oh, I could go that way.
Yeah. So, despite the Duck Lover being down
5-1.
5-1, Sperm of the North. Buco came in and pitched. Did you come in and pitch?
I pitched the whole game.
Okay. And, so you got into a little bit of a situation in the end.
Yeah, we
bases loaded.
It was that sort of situation where everyone was playing what they wanted to. It was a very fun, relaxed game, and Bennett wanted to play some shortstop, and he I think got a little frustrated. He booted a couple balls, and the bases were loaded.
Seems like an emotional kid.
Yeah, he just he made one mistake, and then I think it was in his head. Wound up.
Not a good position to get in your head.
Right. When things are going badly, the ball finds you, sort of thing. And,
totally.
The Duck Lover made it all the way back to 5-4 with runners on the corners.
Tying RBI at third.
Yeah, and Kira, who's Sadie's owner, was up to bat, and I got her to ground out, but it was definitely 5-1, you feel pretty good. 5-4 with runner at third, you feel kind of nervous.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. Good game.
Yeah, I thought it was a great game. Very relaxed, very enjoyable. A lot of people got a chance to hit, too, which was nice.
Yeah, I like having girl captains.
Oh, yeah. I thought the girls were very good captains. They kept the game moving pretty well, so that was good.
Yeah, you got very lucky.
I got lucky. I had good players.
You drafted the team and then you put the same lineup as it.
I changed one person.
You moved
I swatched
Erica
and
Jeff Knight.
Jeff Knight.
That was an important decision.
That was.
Was. Sort of.
Kind of.
Was it?
So we have with us Kate Cormorant.
Corcoran.
Corcoran. Mm. What kind of name is that?
It's Irish.
So, Kate, where did you grow up?
Yeah, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
A-town.
Have you been to that, the Cabela's?
I haven't been to Cabela's.
What? That Cabela's is fucking awesome.
It's not that close. It's like, it's still like half an hour away, and I don't like,
it's a half,
I don't really like the outdoors.
It's like 45 minutes away from
Well, how many Lehigh Valley like right Iron Pigs games have you gone to?
So you didn't really even grow up in Allentown.
You have?
I did do grow up in Allentown.
Did you go to Moravian Academy? I don't know. Everything's from Moravian. Everything's from Moravian up there. What is the deal with
that? That's Bethlehem. That's Muhlenberg's in Allentown.
No, but everything's from Moravian.
Moravian is Bethlehem.
What is Moravian?
I think it's like a religion or something.
I have no idea.
I'm looking at
there's a Moravian star at Christmas that they hang everywhere that's like,
Steffi.
Yeah. It's
Steffi,
like 20 points or something. 20 points or 16.
Producer.
Or 26. I don't know.
So, do you know anybody famous from Allentown?
Yeah, Amanda Seyfried or something.
Oh, nice.
From Mean Girls, Karen from Mean
Deep
Girls.
Throat.
And yeah.
Yeah.
And she was in Mamma Mia or something.
Sweet. On Broadway or like the...
No, the movie.
I don't know. I haven't seen the movie. With Pierce Brosnan?
No. I think...
You're 2 degrees of separation from Pierce Brosnan.
Okay, so
yeah, basically. Sweet.
So our producer, Stephanie Ricci, has... found us Moravian, and it is Bethlehem.
Okay.
Duh.
Hey, you are not lying.
I'm not lying.
It traces its founding to 1742 by Moravians, descendants of the followers of John Amos.
Okay. So, okay, you're right. Religious. Okay. So, do you have any siblings?
Yeah, I have a younger sister. She's 20.
What does she do?
She goes to college at East Stroudsburg.
Nice. You ever visit her on the weekends?
Older or younger?
No, she's younger.
Younger. Pay attention.
She's 20. Younger?
Yeah, she's 20. Oh. Well, wait.
Don't you know that I'm older than 20?
You're older than... Yeah.
Yeah. 90s babies. Am I right?
They confuse you.
Yeah, so do you ever go partying with your sister?
No, she's come partying with me, but what am I going to do in East Stroudsburg?
Yeah, yeah.
What does she do in East Stroudsburg?
I don't know. Go to frat parties or something.
You gotta do that sometimes.
I'm not
gonna
do that.
You gotta do that sometimes.
I can't do
Didn't
that.
Didn't you go
anymore.
To Temple? You said
yeah,
you
and
never
I went
to
frat parties. Yeah. Only my freshman year.
That's fine.
And then I stopped.
Okay. So, what'd you major in? It's like fabric psychology or something?
No psychology. Just fibers.
Just
it's
fibers?
It's in art school.
Yeah.
Oh,
fibers and material studies.
What's your like favorite fabric to work with? Do you have a favorite? You must have. I mean, you majored in it. You must have a favorite.
I know. I mean, I don't know. I didn't really use fabric too much in school. It was like fabric and material studies.
So, what material?
So I used like weird materials like Tyvek and different plastics and glue and stuff.
Glue?
No.
Glue. Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you eat paste?
Are plastic?
No.
You never kissed any of your materials?
I might have.
Yeah, I kiss materials all the time. That's it to me.
So, do you have a... okay, whatever. So, you work in Manioc, right?
Yeah.
What do you do in Manioc?
I work at a... Yeah, it's a lesbian sweatshop.
Nice.
No, I work at Galbraith and Paul. It's a textile company. And we print yardage and pillows and lampshades. And
I still don't understand what that means.
What do you mean?
Yardage.
Yardage. Duh.
Like, just yards of fabric.
Yarnage?
No, yards. Like, yards of fabric.
What do you do?
I do that. I do...
What do you do?
Is it expensive?
It's so expensive.
Do you guys like wear overalls and is there like a whistle?
No,
for
I wore this.
Done?
I wore this to work today.
I'm
wearing
a
t-shirt and long shorts.
And there's a cardigan.
Okay, I didn't wear the cardigan today.
No,
but you
to
wear-
work. It's cold now.
It is cold.
Yeah.
Okay, wait.
Wait, I was gonna say that on my way to work today, I saw Cricket Joe.
One in a two.
On the bus.
Oh, does he work in Menio?
Yes.
What does he do? Do you know?
Yeah, he works at an architectural like salvage.
He's an architect.
He works for a man who. Like one man who goes to like architectural places and takes stuff and salvages.
Do you have a Cricket Joe impression?
No, I don't want to.
Oh, man, that's.
I don't want to insult anything about Cricket Joe. He's, like, the nicest person ever.
Okay. So, last time we spoke, I thought that you had Tuesdays off, but you were talking about work today.
Oh, yeah.
I don't get it.
I do have Tuesdays off, but I don't work Thursday and Friday this week.
Nice.
Because I'm going to Minnesota.
You're going to Minnesota?
For a wedding. Oh. It won't be at softball.
What the?
Sorry. Sorry.
All these weddings you go into. You went to Switzerland, and now you're going to Minnesota. It's a cold place.
Destination wedding.
I know, cold place. Well, they live in Minnesota.
Well, that makes sense, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, bring us back a bear pelt or something.
A bear pelt?
No, bring us back some of Prince.
Oh, yeah. Oh, bring us some waters from Lake Minnetonka.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever you guys want.
Thank you.
All right, so I mean, I've dined with you before, and you have made mention of not really enjoying ethnic food so much.
That is not true.
What food do you like? Where what's your favorite food? What's your favorite food?
Cookies.
Junk food.
Well, junk food's like my favorite food. What kind of junk food? Italian.
Keep going.
Ice cream is my favorite, but I think I'm lactose intolerant. What? So that's really sad.
Do you get the toots?
I'm not going to say on the podcast.
She gets the toots. It's so
I'm not
going to
talk about this.
Can you say you get the toots? It would
no.
Just make my day. All right.
No.
Fine.
But I like Mexican food, all kinds of Spanish food, Italian
like
food. I like,
paella.
Yeah.
Can you roll your R's?
I can't. That's why I didn't take Spanish.
Good enough reason.
I thought it'd be a problem.
That's why you took French?
I did take French.
And you didn't know how to say the maple leaf thing?
I only took 4 years and went to France.
Maple bars. No, not maple bars back from Canada.
I brought everything maple back from Canada. Everything I could find that was maple in Canada, I brought it back.
Yeah, but the ingredients in cookies, high fructose corn syrup. But they do taste good.
They taste like maple
syrup. It's maple flavored. Everything there is maple flavored, even if it's not made from maple. Everything, the buildings,
literally
tastes like maple.
have you been kissing material?
I've been kissing material.
Maple material. Okay, so if you gotta go, which one are you going to? Walmart or Kmart?
Kmart.
Why?
Because I hate Walmart.
Because of Rosie O'Donnell's commercials about Kmart in the 90s when you're growing up.
Rosie O'Donnell's commercials, yeah, exactly. I hate Walmart.
Nice.
It's gross.
What's your favorite Madonna song?
Dress You Up or Get Into the Groove.
Yeah.
Okay, so at work today there was like a blood donation thing, but and I didn't give blood, but I was just wondering, you know, have you ever given blood?
I haven't given blood because
do you have enough iron?
Do you not
because
weigh enough?
I don't weigh enough.
What's you have to weigh 110 pounds.
They take a lot of blood. I would like to donate blood. No, I think it's 115.
Or it might be 115. I'm sorry.
It's 115.
It's been a long time since I was blood.
But I would love to donate blood, but I was never allowed.
At my work, we get 3 hours paid time off for donating blood.
No
so,
way.
Yeah.
3 hours?
Well, I work at a hospital. Like, they need blood. Like, donate blood, guys. It's like a really easy way.
Yeah, I did not give blood today.
Yeah.
I feel bad about that.
Why
the,
didn't you?
The sign said, please come donate blood. We're at the fourth floor vacant space.
Why didn't you donate?
I felt like I really needed to use all my critical thinking skills today, so I didn't donate.
They give you cookies after that,
I always
don't
come
they?
Up with an excuse. Yeah, and stickers. I love stickers
you
and cookies.
You love stickers.
Oh, we always get like...
Wow, you must have really had
We get those 3 hours paid time off. We get awesome shirts and stuff.
Oh,
I also love the feeling of losing a pint of blood. You're all like, woo!
Really?
Especially once you get a drink in you. Yeah.
Yeah.
If I got 3 hours paid of work time to donate blood, I think I would do it and sacrifice the passing out.
Okay. My iron's off the chart, though I haven't given blood since I've become a vegetarian, so I imagine it's dropped off a little bit.
Like you had too much iron?
You want to have iron.
I had an iron rate
like
of like
a lot of
16.3, and like the human average is 11. Like I was like way off the chart.
Did you ever say anything like, "I am
Iron Man"?
I should have. I really missed out on an opportunity.
Seems like that would be a good blood related joke. All right. So speaking of people that could have been saved by blood transfusions, do you remember where you were when Michael Jackson died?
Yeah, I was at work. It was in high school, and I was at work.
High school?
And I right? What year was that?
You graduated college? No, I was still in college.
What year was that?
I think it was 2012.
Oh, really? No, I wasn't in high school. I was at my high school job.
Oh, wait, 2012, I would have graduated from college, too. No, maybe 2008,
2009? I graduated high school in 2009. I was at my job that I worked at through high school through, like, the beginning of college, so...
Where was that?
It's called Phoebe Terrace. It's an old people home. I worked in the dining room. I love old people.
Was anyone named Phoebe that lived there?
No.
Oh, that's shocking. Too bad.
Yeah. Do you still talk to any of your cohorts at Phoebe Terrace?
I talked to some of my coworkers from Phoebe Terrace, but I haven't gone back to visit. I don't know if they'd remember me. You know, they're old. A lot of them probably dead, so. It's so sad. It's so sad.
And you still don't donate blood.
That is pretty
sad. I can't!
Did you ever eat any food there?
Yeah, it was delicious. It was only
the Italian?
I eat it all. Nice. It was mostly American food.
Nice.
Whatever that is.
Yeah, continental. Where would you, all right, so, you know, right now you're in Philadelphia, but you're young. Where's a destination for the future for Kay, huh?
I don't know. I don't think I'll stay in Philadelphia forever.
All right, you know what, forget that. Where would you, if you could live anywhere, just choose a place.
I would live probably somewhere in Europe. I just took a trip to Europe, and I really loved Copenhagen.
Yeah.
Copenhagen.
But I don't know Danish.
Yeah.
I mean, lots of people know English,
but I'd still want to, like, know the language.
You could learn Danish.
You kind of look like a little Denmark boy.
I know, I do. Everyone's blonde. Everyone is dark.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, here's this, like, wooden stick, go play, little boy. Like, okay. I guess I will.
I guess.
Would you ever live in the future? Put note, you could never come back.
No. No, I don't think so.
What if they forgot about Madonna?
I'm not curious about the future.
It's timeless.
It's timeless.
Stupid. All
right, so, I know from personal experience, you're not a big video game player.
No, I hate video games.
Is there any video game you do like?
Have you ever played any video games?
Yeah, I've played them, and I'm bad at every single one. I only like, the games I really like are, like, car racing games, because they're easy, but they're still hard.
That's a big genre.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know how to...
What are you talking, like, arcade, simulation, car racers?
Are you talking, like, Mario Kart? Like, did you play
Mario? I do like Mario Kart. Okay, that's one.
What's your... So, which one is your favorite Mario Kart?
I like the one, the cruise one.
GameCube.
Oh, it's GameCube.
That's Double Dash.
Yeah, Double Dash, but, I mean, there's a cruise ship level.
Oh.
Yeah, I like that one.
What's your character? Who's your go-to guy or gal?
I guess I don't really have a go-to. I don't pick any of the girls.
I kind of like playing with Peach.
You would like playing with Peach. Yeah. I don't like the way she squeals.
She does squeal.
I don't like the way any of them squeal.
But even Toad squeals.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
I don't think I pick him either. He's too chubby.
Mm. Yeah, I like Yoshi. His invariable. I can't really make the noise that he makes. What the fuck
was that? Yoshi, it's like a dinosaur.
Like the tongue. I can't even
Yoshi,
do it.
You're like a dinosaur that you ride like a
He's
horse.
He's a dinosaur.
That's bipedal, that comes out of an egg.
What about just bird?
I don't know. I guess dinosaurs come out of eggs.
He totally used to come out of eggs.
Alright, so Harry Potter, Twilight, or Hunger Games?
Or any other YA's kind of stuff.
I guess. Well, I have boycotted the Hunger Games and Twilight. I don't like to jump on bandwagons.
Nice.
I read Harry Potter when I first came out. Well, I won't jump on it. Like, I just won't. Yeah. Only the first one, though. And I really liked it.
Did you get through it?
The first one, yeah.
How's it end?
He kills the guy.
Sure he does. Yeah.
I don't know.
They're fighting.
Have you seen the movies?
Yeah.
Nice.
Not all of them.
Are you a book reader at all? Like.
A little bit. I don't call myself a reader, but I'm always reading a book.
What are you reading right now?
The Bell Jar.
Nice.
What's that?
Sylvia Plath.
You'll get through it eventually.
Oh, yeah.
It takes me a long time. I always forget about it.
All right. So the last question before we switched up to the softball time. What do you think your weirdest celebrity crush is?
Weirdest?
Who do you think is cute that isn't, like, your typical, like, punk?
I'm talking, like, a Robert De Niro.
Like, we're not talking, like, Josh Hartnett, like, Ryan Gosling.
Old Robert De Niro, I mean. Obviously
I don't
young
know why
Robert
Josh Hartnett was the one I picked. But
dude, Josh Hartnett...
Still good-looking.
Doesn't do Hollywood stuff anymore. Just lives... I think he lives in, like, Minnesota. He's just a regular guy.
I think he's just
he chose not to do it. Okay,
I mean,
sorry.
I don't know. I think... I really like 80s movies, and okay. I really like John Cusack in those, and he's not handsome.
No.
But
he has a certain likable quality.
He plays like the same character
course.
In all those movies,
he,
and he's
he
really
continues
likeable,
to play the same character.
And you're just like,
a
I would
a little
date
worse,
John
though.
Cusack.
Are you a Hot Tub Time Machine fan?
I did like that movie.
I did like that movie, too.
I thought same. I was going to hate it, and
yeah.
I actually really liked it.
Yeah, I like it as well. All right, so softball time.
Yeah, okay.
You were captain last week.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
I did enjoy it. I had a really good team. I picked all my friends.
Nice.
And when they asked what positions they were going to play, I said, you can play whatever you want to play.
Doesn't always
and
work.
I said, if everyone wants to play first base, everyone can play first base.
That's awesome. That's
I just
adorable.
Want to be a well-liked captain.
I just want you to love me. I think
but it worked
is,
out, except for I didn't really think about pitchers.
I think this is a pretty interesting thing, because I didn't really... I was... writing down who you guys were picking.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't really understand why people were getting picked where they were. And, like, yeah, I sort of understood that you were picking people you like, and then Stephanie later told me that she wasn't picking certain people until later because she knew that you wouldn't pick them. So she was
people
using
like
that
Sharif?
Term. Yes.
I didn't want Sharif on my team.
Sharif was pretty good, and he was actually pretty
good. No, he makes me mad when he just runs like that.
Steph, great drafting strategy.
Yeah, that was the drafting strategy. But you were well liked, Captain. Everyone seemed to have a good time.
I think so, yeah.
Even though your team lost.
Yeah, you should do it again.
I would do it again.
Okay, so you're a pretty good batter, and you're, like, in the field, I don't think you really pay attention. Do you think that you'd be a better softball player overall if you, like, actually paid attention?
I think so. I think if I paid attention more... I'm always put in, like, right field. Like, balls don't come there.
Yeah.
So, like, I just don't really care.
Okay. That's a very honest answer.
Where did you play?
When I played softball?
Yeah.
Second base.
Okay.
Where'd you play when you were captain this week?
Outfield. No one wanted to play outfield.
Well, you did put yourself first in the batting order, though.
Well, yeah, because I picked myself first
nice.
From the team.
You picked
awesome.
Yourself first? I didn't know you were first.
That's the way it works.
My name was first, I go first.
Yeah. So, you usually use a metal bat, right?
Always.
Do you love it?
I love it. I used the wooden bat once when Steph wasn't there.
Yeah.
And I hurt my hand. It vibrated, and then I think my hand was, like, swollen a little bit, so I said, never again, and if Steph doesn't come, I'm not batting.
Wow. Nice. We should get another metal bat, though.
Yeah.
You
can get them.
You can probably get them.
In places.
Yeah. Oh, also of note, I did saw off and break a bat as a pitcher for the first time this past
year. Oh, yeah, you
it
did.
It was very
you,
exciting
yeah,
to
yeah.
me. I really got inside on Gabe, and it.
Oh.
No, I was very proud of myself.
I think
everyone's
did
really upset about
that.
He did get
a
yeah.
hit.
Yeah, broke
off
a bat single.
Yeah, but there's nothing you can do about that.
That
yeah.
was a good bat, though.
Yeah,
apparently.
It was a good bat. I'm upset about
we
that.
We went through
that
was
a few
upset.
Years ago, I remember, we went through a ton of bats. We
yeah.
have not. We have really settled down.
Yeah, which is one of the reasons why I always liked Sam's bat, because it's the composite one that
yeah.
like, doesn't break.
Yeah, it's unbreakable.
Yeah, which is good. So, speaking of Gabe.
Yeah.
He's known as a guy that likes to, you know, put the pressure, you know, like,
yes.
he's a very vocal team leader.
Yes.
Do you think that helps or hurts you?
When
play,
I'm captain or when
you're playing in general?
Well, I get mad about it during the game.
Do you think you
but
play
I
better
think,
when you're mad?
I don't know if I play better, but I think Gabe is trying to help me. It's all in good intentions. But it just,
sure.
I'm easily annoyed, and then I get more annoyed when he's telling me what to do. But
yeah,
he means well. He totally means well.
That is a very
so
nice
thanks, Gabe.
From you.
Yeah, that's very sweet, actually. So, even though it's almost August, and we still got a lot of season left, but do you have any ideas for, you know, winter softball hangs?
I was thinking about that today. I don't know. Well, we do bowling.
Yeah.
But
I mean, bowling counts.
Bowling is... We could do bowling.
You're pretty good at bowling for someone that can only lift a 7-pound ball.
I use a 9-pound ball.
9-pound ball, sorry.
Big difference.
Big difference.
Yeah, I mean, Kate's actually, for those of you that don't know, Kate's actually a very talented bowler.
I'm
and
a very
like,
consistent bowler.
You're like a 100 average, 102, 105. You probably went up since
I'm like 111. I think at one point I was 113.
You should be able to consistently beat Buka then.
Well, no, I consistently beat her, but...
Buko consistently beat me by, like, maybe 10.
Yeah, I'm not a talented bowler. No, I'm like a mediocre bowler.
Yeah. We're both mediocre. Yeah.
Nice. All right, so final interview question.
Yeah.
Same one, been asking for decades now.
Yeah.
What would your walk-up music be?
Okay, I picked out a song that I heard at the Dolphin. It's by the Yardbirds.
It's where we all pick our favorite songs.
I always forget what it's called. It's like upside down, sideways, backwards, inside out.
So could you sing it? I don't know. I need you to sing it.
I don't really like the beginning. I don't know the words. How's it? It starts off like...
You probably heard it. Steph, what's the official name?
What's the official name?
You didn't look. She had it
upside over there. Down,
inside out.
I'm gonna show you up what and down, it's all inside about.
Over.
Over, under, sideways, down.
It's like that. I'll never remember.
It just
that.
Reminds me of the Sesame Street thing with Grover. Around, what's around, that? Over, under, through.
Can you sing that?
For us? Yeah. I like that. Around, around, over, and under, and through.
I don't remember that.
Nope. What are you looking at? Alright guys, welcome to our newest, and I don't know why I'm so excited, but I am. I'm literally...
Buko's third favorite segment, or maybe second favorite, who knows?
It's like might be my top right now. I'm just so excited. We'll see how it goes. Alright, welcome to Kate's clothing critique slash softball chic...
Segment.
It's Kate's segment.
So Kate, what's the segment going to be all about?
I'm going to talk about how people dress at softball, do's and don'ts for their fashion.
You're like the Joan Rivers of the softball podcast.
Yeah, I'm like Joan Rivers of the softball cast. It's so gross.
It's very true. Then I want to be, I don't know the other people on that show.
Isn't Kelly Osbourne on it?
Kelly Osbourne's on it. I want to be her.
You can't be both.
You can't be both. No, I'll be Joan Rivers if you want.
No, I'll be Joan Rivers. She's the leader.
All right. First on the old chopping block.
Yeah.
Steph, she's in the room right now, so, but I don't know how it's going to work.
No, I love Steph's fashion because she's always wearing sporty clothes, but they're always black.
Okay. You like that because
and
you
everyone knows
black.
That I love black, and she's always looking timeless. Athletic and chic and timeless.
You're actually wearing a blue t-shirt today,
this
which is
Gabe's t-shirt. I don't even own this t-shirt.
Okay, good. I was worried that
it's not mine. I'm burning
it. Mine.
It is. It's impossible to go. Steph will occasionally ask me to, like, grab something for her, and it will just be like, grab me my black top, and I'll be like, oh, you're going to have to be more specific than that.
It's a great look. Everyone looks good in black.
Speaking of looks, which I don't think you're going to think are so great, how do you feel about guys wearing mainly backwards hats?
Backwards hats all the time?
I don't know.
Backwards hat at softball. At softball.
Yeah, we're talking about softball.
Well, I think they're just wearing it for fashion.
Is it?
It's not.
But do you agree with it?
Yeah. How do you feel about that as a fashion piece?
I feel kind of indifferent about it.
Well, that sucks.
I don't really.
You need to have an opinion about this.
Well, I mean,
I like some people.
Is a thing.
Yeah.
Doesn't really.
Like Gabe Yaski looks good in a backwards hat.
What about me?
With his little curls popping out.
Who looks bad in a backwards hat?
Luca looks bad in a backwards hat.
Luca looks weird.
He looks good in a frontwards hat.
What about the flat brim? Flat brim, okay, not okay. You like a curve better or flat?
Snapback?
I like snapbacks.
Yeah, snapbacks. They're all the rage.
Those are good.
Still, they're like... Yeah.
I never like fitteds. They're weird.
Yeah.
You're weird.
They're too specific. I don't like that.
Too specific. This is time and place. All right, next on the agenda, athletic wear. You touched on it briefly with Steph, but how do you feel about how other people wear athletic wear? Maybe your thoughts?
Like Erica and Ronnie always have great athletic wear. They always look like they're ready to play softball. They're prepared for anything that comes their way.
Yeah,
it's called sneakers.
Sneaks.
Everyone wears, almost everyone
wears
sneakers.
What do you wear?
Okay, those are sneakers. They're just from Target.
They're like 4 inches long. They're like fake black Vans. I guess
they're fake black Vans.
They're technically
sneakers. Falling apart.
They're about as close to sneakers as I can expect Kate to wear.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't own real sneakers.
Well, you should get one of those brightly colored ones that they have at.
No.
Yeah,
that won't match.
Sports.
That won't
Nike
match
cross
my
trainers.
Do you wear black? Everything matches a black outfit.
That is true. That's how that works.
Yeah, okay, whatever. No, I'm not doing that.
Okay, so how do you feel about. Andrew Ben Ruby and Sean Cricket Joe Carr showed up last week, and they were both wearing, let's say, statement pieces.
Yeah,
break it down for me.
Well, first, I was really happy to see Ben Ruby in clean clothes. I feel like he's always, like, you know, juggling and putting things on his chin, so you and think he's always, like, a little rough looking.
Yeah. So you think it's important to wear clean clothes to softball?
No, I think it's just nice to see Ben Ruby in some clean clothes.
We're trying to make fashion statements here. I need you to make some statements with your...
Okay, well, I don't think Ben Ruby's outfit quite worked for softball because his shirt was way too small.
It was a little bit short.
So what would be your recommendation?
The next size up.
Maybe two.
Right. But he looked good. He looked good.
He did look good.
And Ben Ruby's adorable. He always looks cute.
Haircut. Yeah.
His haircut looks great.
What about the plaid Cricket was wearing?
Yeah.
I think plaid works for softball.
You think so?
Yeah, it's like
rugged. I feel like it might be like a little warm.
I wore a sweater last week. It was cold last week.
That's because you weigh like 94 pounds.
That's not how much I weigh. And 92. It was cold. It was like 70, okay? It's been cold at night. And so I think sweaters are okay.
I bet it gets colder in Copenhagen.
Okay, so...
It gets colder in Copenhagen, yeah.
Copenhagen.
Copenhagen. I'll have to buy more sweaters when I move there.
Maybe you can vacation elsewhere during the winter.
Yeah, I'll go to Spain.
Okay. Also, we have to bring up your boyfriend's... I mean, he's always looking sharp.
Always.
Softball chic, some might even say. But he's... often sleeveless. Is that okay? Yeah.
You know, before I met Gabe, I didn't think sleeveless on guys was okay.
Oh, wow.
But he's changed my mind.
Wow. Really? But he, yeah. I mean, like, he doesn't have, like, he doesn't got, like, the guns either, you know? Like, he's got, I mean, he's not, like, skinny armed, but he's not, like, muscular either.
Gabe, his fashion sense is really unique and very... much his own.
Oh, look at him trying to pick words.
I think he works it. He's always wearing weird tank tops, and I'm like, I don't know. I don't think you should buy that. But then he puts it on, and I'm like, well, you know, if anyone can wear it, you can.
Mm-hmm. So you're okay with the chest hair, copious amounts of chest hair?
I love the copious amounts of chest hair. All right.
I'll keep that in mind next time I'm picking something else. Clugger, he of little chest hair.
I don't know he of little chest hair. I have a couple. All right, still.
So finally, you got any, like, tips out there?
This is your chance. Tips for success on the diamond.
Okay.
Coming at ya.
Fashion-wise.
Yes.
Well, I like to wear a t-shirt, which is athletic.
Take notes.
Longer shorts, so that they're not riding up my crotch, which always work.
Right, you do wear and pretty short shorts when going out.
Yes.
So how long are we talking? To the knee or like
I wear them like right above
shorts?
The knee. Yeah, right now I'm wearing cutoff shorts. They come to right above my knee and they work great for softball. And then sometimes I'll throw on a cardigan because it gets cold.
Mm. Layering.
I like to layer.
What about jewelry?
Because you never know. No, don't wear jewelry.
Don't wear jewelry.
No. Mm. I think not rings would hurt when
what
you
about,
bat.
What about, like, socks and stuff?
I used to wear
long,
wear socks.
I used to wear, like, long, high socks.
I pack mine away for the summer, my long, high socks. Mm. I wear little, tiny socks with my little, tiny sneakers.
Do you have the ones with the poof balls on the back of the...
No, I used to.
Oh, those are cute.
Oh, I forgot about those. What happened to those?
I don't know.
They're out of style.
Let's bring them back.
You should single-handedly bring him back.
I will.
So what fashion trend are you excited for the late summer, early fall?
What materials are coming in?
I don't know. I
you don't know? You're
just
in the fourth...
Sweaters. Timeless. All the time. Timeless, big sweaters, thrift store sweaters.
Yeah. Big, buy all the
chunky,
sweater vests there are.
Yeah.
All of the
if you see
vests.
A sweater, just buy it.
Sweater vests.
I like the crew necks, too.
I do like crew necks. No hoodies.
Yeah. This is something I used to tell Buka all the time.
Really?
They say, stop wearing hoodies.
Yeah. I like zippies. Zip-up hoodies. But I don't like... they're just like... you know, no one
hoodie
really looks good.
Hoodie have a definite place, but I don't think it's an everyday thing.
Definitely not.
But when you're lazy, it does.
Well, and you look lazy when you wear one. Respect yourself.
All right. That was Kate's clothing critique / softball chic. All right, guys, this segment is a perennial favorite of Buko's. It's the stock market.
Yeah. Ding, 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 bing, 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 bing. Frankly, ding. I'm not sure where the stock market ranks. I don't know if it's going up or down in my book, especially with the introduction.
Oh, gosh. Should we talk about buy yourself stock market?
I don't know. I can't.
Well, I'm buying it because we're fucking doing it now.
Okay, yeah. I've got too much emotionally invested in
it. All right. Anyway. First on the trading block, I don't know. What do you put a stock on when you're thinking about? First on the E-Trade stock ticker, Bennett Daniels.
Yeah.
Bennett came out of nowhere one day and has been there ever since.
Yeah, and he's a great addition. Like, he's a great person to have. He's very easygoing.
Yeah, he likes to play, which is good, and he says funny things sometimes.
Super enthusiastic player.
Yeah. I wish that he could maybe put on a few pounds. He's a little bit light out there.
Okay, that's an interesting critique of him. Well, let's see if we can get him into the weight room, you know.
I think so. I'd like to see that dedication.
Right, so, let's talk about strengths and weaknesses.
Okay.
He's fast. Yeah. He's got speed on the base path.
He's a free swinger, which ends up working in his favor. Right. Softball usually does.
Right. So he one time reached on an error three times, which actually takes a lot of skill. You have to be able to beat out the sort of awkward bobbles, etc.
Okay.
He puts a lot of pressure. Also, he's an aggressive base path on the base pass too. He got home on maybe like a half chance this past game, which was great too.
Yeah, and he brought a friend last week, which is great. We always love
that. Oh yeah, Sean was actually a really good player too. I mean, he hit the ball hard twice.
Solid. He was actually wearing a hoodie, but he took it off.
He was also wearing a white sock.
Yeah, so Bennett for me, I'm happy to see the new addition as like a softball rotational player. But right now I'm drafting some other people over him. I'm drafting some of the regulars as they come over him, so it's a sell for me.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a soft sell. I think it would take I think if he has one good game, I think he would dramatically improve his
absolutely. Job.
I mean, this past game he had some trouble in the field, but honestly I could see him...
Sticking with me.
Yeah, I say if he gets like one catch, gets that confidence going, makes some nice plays in the field because he can track those balls down, he'll get on base. He'll eventually find the stroke hitting. He just needs to calm down. I think he'll shoot up the rankings once that happens, but for now it's a sell.
All right, perfect. Next on the E-Trade stock ticker thingamabob is the one, the only, Kate Corcoran. What's her nickname officially? Does she have a nickname?
I think Cormoran.
Cormoran? The Cormoran.
It's stupid.
It's stupid. It's supposed to be stupid.
It's supposed to be stupid.
Anyway, so...
However I pronounce your last name.
Kate's strengths.
Speedy on the base pass. Surprising speed.
Yeah. Very good at the batting.
Yeah, she's very good. She actually, she's got good, you know, vision. She picks the right pitch to swing.
Yeah, in a lot of ways, her swing and her ability to bat has really led into, like, the modern renaissance of women on the field, I would say.
Sure. Aww. Sure, I mean, she might look slight, but I've seen her hit the ball to the outfield, which I can't say for everyone. Like,
yeah.
So, I mean, that's good.
And it's not out of place that she can make a good play in the on the field, infield or outfield.
Right, but she's just, we haven't really seen her in the position, you know, to make a lot of plays ever. The one thing that maybe is holding me back from a bye-bye-bye is that she might lack a little bit of confidence, a little bit of the knowledge that goes okay. along with softball, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe would make the... silly base path error too. Not really sure where to go.
I'd say motivation could be an issue.
Sure, yeah.
As well as not knowing the score, so really not. I don't know about if her heart's in the game.
Yeah. When I'm picking a player, I want a player that I know is going to want to play in the field. Isn't going to be like sulking or something. So that's something to keep in mind.
Yeah, but I also feel like she will follow directions. So it's a buy for me. I'm definitely taking her off the board pretty early on once we make a run on the
girls. Yeah, definitely would in the upper echelon. She might even, I definitely would take her over maybe some boys.
I think last time I was captain, I did take her over some men.
Yeah. So, nice. Yeah, and I think her stock's only going up. I think once she, when she
boom. All
right. Last on the list is,
wait, did you buy?
Yeah, I'm buying.
Okay.
Yeah,
I didn't hear it.
Oh, sorry. All right. If I didn't state it before, it's a buy.
Okay.
All right. Last on our list is Alec John Zebes.
DiCaprio.
Alec DiCaprio.
Okay.
You might know him as our 6'6" friend that looks like Alec. Or that looks like Leo, so.
Yeah, nice guy. Drives a motorcycle.
Latvian. Latvian, in case you're wondering about that last name.
Wears nice looking shirts, I guess.
I guess. Nice looking shirts?
That's impressive.
He's always dressed well.
He's very nice. I think that he's a big body out there. He has a good presence. He seems to always be in the midst of memorable plays.
Right. Yeah, and he's gotten on base a lot since he's come in. Maybe not super confident. He made a mistake on the memorable base running mistake.
Oh, yeah, he got doubled off.
Doubled off on a pretty simple pop-up. Maybe that shouldn't have happened. And I'm not sure how confident he is in the field either. I'm going to say not very.
Okay.
But at the same time, he gets wood on the ball, you know? It's,
that's a great thing. Mm. That's how Bugo likes it.
Yeah.
Secret of his success.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm going to say it's a buy for me, because I think he's only going to get better as he gets more confident, certainly.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a sell for me just because I can't see building a winning team around him. I can see him as being a part of a winning team, but I can't see him, like, single-handedly deciding either way.
Here's where I think his greatest strength is. You can put him near the bottom of the lineup and expect some sort of production from him there.
That's great. Lots of upside.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, there's nothing but upside.
Nothing but upside.
Unless he underperforms.
Unless he underperforms, in which case it's a total sell.
Well, that's how you do it. Hey there, folks. Thanks for listening. I hope that you had as much fun as I did.
I had so much fun. So I expect, you know, usually our fun equals your fun, right?
I don't really care.
Okay. You know, coming up this week, we got another game Thursday, which, come on out. I hope, you know, hopefully we'll continue our nice streak of weather.
Yeah.
Klegger, hopefully you'll be playing. Last game you were an almost.
I'm afraid to play, but I will be playing on Thursday. I'm pretty sure. I don't know.
He might have some testicles, just maybe.
No. The jury's out, man.
Yeah, yeah. Come on out.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.